Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
Welcome to Extension Today on WIFM, welcoming to our program from the Allegheny and Surrey County Cooperative Extension Office, Extension Agent Carmen Long. Good morning, Carmen.
Good morning, Danny.
Hope you're doing well today.
I am. I hope you are.
I am indeed. Always a pleasure to chat with you, Carmen, and we have a very important topic today. It's Heart Month, February is, and I know you're going to share with us some statistics about heart disease, and I hope later in the program you're going to give us some suggestions on how to have a healthier heart. But let's start with those statistics, Carmen, if you would.
It's really scary when we think about the leading cause of death for men, women, people of all races and ethnic groups is heart disease, and a person dies every 34 seconds from a cardiovascular disease. So it's sadly is affecting a lot of people that we know, if not ourselves.
All of us have heard some of the symptoms of heart attack. You know, we may not have heard all of them, but can you share some of those with us, things that we need to be looking for in that situation?
Sure, any kind of chest pain or discomfort. Most heart attacks involve discomfort in the center or the left side of the chest that lasts for more than a few minutes or goes away and then comes right back. It can kind of feel like an uncomfortable pressure or squeezing, fullness or pain. Mm-hmm. Some other symptoms are feeling weak, lightheaded, or faint. You might break into a cold sweat. Pain or discomfort in the jaw, neck, or back.
Mm-hmm.
Discomfort in one or both arms or shoulders.
Uh-huh.
Shortness of breath. And that often comes along with chest discomfort.
Yeah.
But the shortness of breath can also happen before the chest discomfort.
Oh,
so
okay.
Any unusual symptoms, tiredness that's not really explained, nausea, vomiting,
mm-hmm.
Those are symptoms that it seems like women have more often than men.
Oh.
So when we think about one in every three deaths is a cardiovascular death,
wow.
If we can catch some of these things early,
mm-hmm.
That's really important.
Carmen Long is our guest on Extension Today here on WIFM. It's Heart Month, and we're talking about heart disease and going over the symptoms of a heart attack. So what if we could prevent some of that? What would be some steps we could take to do that, Carmen?
Let's do a little quiz.
Okay.
The first one, high blood pressure, also known as hypertension, occurs when your blood pressure is consistently 130 over 80 or higher. Do you think that's true or false?
I'm going to say true.
You are so correct. So if we can manage our blood pressure, that's a good way to keep our hearts healthier. What about body mass index? If your weight is in a healthy range for your height, and that's one measure of your future risk for heart disease. So do you think if you have a healthy weight, that's going to help us avoid heart disease?
Well, this is always the uncomfortable conversation I have with my doctor. I do think if you're on a healthier weight, that I would say true, it would help if you're
right again. True. Cholesterol helps make hormones, vitamin D, and substances to help digest your food. Your body needs it for good health, but in the right amount.
I'd say true on that one.
That's true as also. A lot of times we just hear the negative things about cholesterol.
Yep.
And sometimes our cholesterol levels are too high, but we do need to have some cholesterol. Now, this next one, eating lots of fruits, vegetables, and whole grains, using low-fat dairy products, and limiting foods high in saturated fat or sugar-sweetened beverages are all part of a heart-healthy diet. True or false?
Now, I hope this is not a trick question. I'm going to say true. I'm going to say true again.
And that one is true. And, you know, a lot of times people will say, I just can't afford to eat healthy. And when we go to the store and we look at the cost of those soft drinks and those chips and those cookies and those packaged foods, those are really expensive too. So if we just prioritize and spend our food dollars on some of those whole foods, some of those whole fruits and vegetables, whole grains and lean proteins, that is a great way to have a healthier diet. And we do have help. The SNAP Ed program, SNAP Nutrition Program, does help people.
Mm-hmm.
If they are having problems buying their food, there are some resources out there available. So a lot of times it's just prioritizing and making a plan as to what we're going to have to eat. It sometimes does take a little bit longer, but you can make really healthy food pretty quick too. Next one is a little bit not getting enough sleep or getting poor quality sleep on a regular basis increase the risk of having high blood pressure, heart disease, and other medical conditions.
This is the one that concerns me most, Carmen, and yeah, that is, I'd say that is absolutely true.
It's true as well. So this next one, to strengthen our heart, adults should aim to get at least 150 minutes of moderate intense aerobic exercise, such as brisk walking each week. True or false?
True.
True. So all those were true. And if we get that exercise, sometimes that does help us with that sleep.
Mm-hmm.
If we can practice more mindfulness, thinking about ways to reduce our stress, mm-hmm. there are resources out there available. We just have to ask. And sometimes it's easier just to keep on going and not really deal with situations than mm-hmm. to figure out a solution.
Yeah.
So if you're having some issues, actually the American Heart Association has some really good fact sheets, and they have some ones on sleep because I pulled those out this week and just looked at them. There's information out there to help us be healthier. So if people want information on any of these things that we've just talked about, feel free to give us a call at Cooperative Extension. Our phone number is 336-372-5597 mm-hmm. in Allegheny, and 336-401-8025 in Surrey.
Great information. And Carmen, it's never too soon to start taking care of your heart and your health, is it?
It isn't. And so we really are working more with children to help them develop healthy habits that they can carry into adulthood, because sometimes it's easier to start young than to maybe change habits that we've had for a really long time, but it's never too late. Every little bit does make a difference.
Carmen Long, always a pleasure. Great information, and I know people can contact you if they have any questions about it, or if you can help direct them to places where they can get information. So thank you very much. Pleasure to chat with you, and I hope to do it again very soon, Carmen, and I hope you have a great rest of the day.
Thank you. You too, Danny.
And thanks, folks, for joining us for Extension Today right here, WIFM.
Extension Today on WIFM, presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.